Hello, friends. Guess what? We're having our super special September sale on Sleep Tight Premium through Supercast, and it ends this month. It's the perfect way to help you and your grown-ups ease back into the school year and make bedtime even more special for the whole family. With Sleep Tight Premium, you'll get ad-free episodes, extra stories each month, and for annual subscribers, a personalized birthday message from me. Plus, you'll unlock over 500 stories not available anywhere else, all while supporting the stories your family loves. Don't miss out. It's only for this month. Join us for more dreamy nights. Sign up at the link in our show notes or visit sleeptight.supercast.com. The Rat King by Patty Larson. Susan tripped on the stairs as she tried to get away from the rats, but then blacked out. When she wakes up, she thinks she is in a dream and reaches for her blankets, only to realize that she is not dreaming. The squeaks and squeals are real, and there are rats all around her. What is going to happen to her now? The Rat King, Chapter 9. Rats squeak and squeal, their warm, wiry bodies pressing against her. Susan sat up, gasping and clutching at her comforter, trying to tug her blankets over her head. Her hands only grabbed empty air, the nightmare she expected no dream at all, but reality, as she fought off the need to weep hysterically, panic trying to take control. "You're okay," she yelled at herself in her head. "You're alive and you're fine. Susan, you're okay." It helped to talk to herself like she comforted a friend, detaching from what was going on around her. Still, it felt like forever before she calmed down enough not to pant and sob and shake all over. Hugging herself tightly, eyes squeezing shut so she didn't have to see the bright red eyes surrounding her. Bad enough that she had to listen to them and the hissing words, lisping through their endless squeaking. She made out her name a few times, Thuven, and that of the Rat King, as well as an occasional threat against the city and the cats. "The city will be ours." But the constant chatter made it hard to understand them, their lisping not making it any easier either. When she finally opened her eyes, jaw clenched to keep from crying out, wiping angrily at tears that she couldn't control, Susan realized her vision had adjusted somewhat to the darkness. She could see enough to know that she was no longer in her basement, but somewhere underground. The sight of the rocky walls and ceiling, the rough ground she sat on, familiar. She'd been in a place like this before when she and Tucker fought the rats the first time. Susan shivered despite herself, however. At least then she'd been inside the walls, that stone a golden color. But this place was dark stone, deeper even than the gray of her basement's clay. While it was possible the rats had somehow found their way inside Cat City, Susan had to believe she was no longer under the protection of that magical place at all, but beyond the gate that protected the cats from their enemies. "Come with us." A rather large rat pushed its way forward, giant eyes lighting its furry snout and the air between them, the small creatures scrambling back from their giant counterpart. Susan had never seen a rat so big before, easily the size of a cat, with a deeper voice than expected. Two more just like it waded past her socked foot, waiting for her to do as she was told. "I'm not going anywhere with you," she said. Her voice cracked just a little. "Get up," the big rat said, "or we'll bite you until you do." Susan hesitated, shuddering. She'd been bitten once before, the same bite that granted her magic, a bite that landed her in this trouble in the first place. Only then did she realize she was unharmed as of yet, not a scratch or a hint of pain anywhere. Whatever they had in mind for her, they didn't plan to harm her. Not unless, it seemed, she made them. "Where are we going?" She took her time standing, forced to hunch over and walk with her shoulders down, head ducking, so she didn't hit it on the rock ceiling overhead. She shuffled her sock feet beneath her, wincing when one toe stubbed on a rock. If only she'd worn shoes. "The king," the smaller rats whispered and hissed as the big rat nodded. "The king will see thee now," it said. "And if I don't want to see him?" Susan didn't say that out loud, knowing what her captor's reply would be. Instead of arguing, she followed the big rat, eyes locked on its fat body, long, pale tail dragging in the dirt as it swayed slowly away. It wasn't hard to keep up with the plodding creature, and she wondered at its pace. The smaller rats didn't seem to share its slowness, leaping over one another, racing back and forth in clear impatience that the bigger rat didn't seem to share. The other two larger rats waited until she shuffled past before following, keeping back from her at that same plodding speed as their leader. When Susan looked back, she realized the three rats formed a sort of triangle of protection around her. While the smaller rats circled and raced and leaped, not one of them passed the invisible barrier the three larger rats made. Were they protecting her? Whatever the reason for their presence, she was grateful the smaller rats stayed away, if only for the time being. Her shoulders and back were aching by the time the lead rat turned a corner, the ceiling height changing abruptly above her as she rounded that same point. Susan gingerly stood to her full height and exhaled in relief, looking around, moving more easily now that she no longer had to bend over to keep from hitting her head. It wasn't long before she wished she hadn't. One look ahead revealed a huge space with plunging, dark stalactites and towering stalagmites, like giant stone teeth waiting to grind together around her. Her mind argued which was which. Logic seemed to distract her from her fear because the cavern itself echoed with the squealing of thousands and thousands of rats. Their red eyes cast a crimson glow over the cave, lighting Susan's way, a narrow corridor opening before the giant rat she followed. The smaller rats parted like waves in a restless ocean a few feet ahead of her guide, and when Susan looked up toward their destination, she stumbled in surprise. A large stone throne rested against the far wall, standing on a wide ledge and, perched in the center, sat the largest rat she had ever seen. "Mind you," she whispered in her own head as her teeth threatened to chatter if she'd just loosen her jaw enough. "How many giant rats have I seen to compare to?" A hysterical giggle bubbled in her belly, and she knew she was on the edge of screaming if she didn't find a way to stop herself. her hands clutched into fists at her sides as she reached for the only thought she could. Tucker, her mind said. Tucker will find me. He'll come for me, and then the rats will be sorry. It was a rather desperate thought, and a lot of pressure to put on her butterscotch friend, but it was all she had to cling to. And maybe it would have been enough to keep one foot moving ahead of the other, if only the shining silver and leper-spotted creature sitting next to the throne hadn't chosen then to stand, to leap effortlessly over the squealing host of rats, landing just past her guide to stare up at her. A single silver-blue eye glared in fury, where once he'd had two. One perfect ear lay flat, the other docked off almost to the scalp, a collection of scars leaving patches of his beautiful fur bare. But it was impossible not to recognize him, and Susan caught herself gasping his name. Julian! The former head of the Cat City Guards and traitor to his people snarled at her. Susan, he said, I'm so glad you're finally here. I have so much to repay you for. She'd thrown him to the rats, his allies in that battle to save Cat City. It was clear they had punished him for his failure, and now he was going to punish her. She couldn't help it anymore. Terror won as Susan burst into tears. And that is the end of this part. Good night. Sleep tight.